When it comes to commercial banking, relationships matter. At Associated Bank, we've got you. With a dedicated team of relationship managers helping you secure financing to best serve you today and tomorrow. Visit associatedbank.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
We're on this morning with Ed Curry, certified mortgage planner and construction loan specialist at Associated Bank. Good morning, Ed. Welcome back.
Good morning, Steve. Thanks for having me.
Got a couple of things I want to talk to you about today, but I just want to get your reaction first to the headline, mortgage demand for mortgages up, demand for refinances up, interest rates, at least on homes, have been falling.
Yeah, you know, the market always surprises, right? Just when you tend to get a sense of confidence of where the direction of rates or the market is going, it surprises you. You know, over the last several months, there's been the notion that, you know, the Federal Reserve is going to start to tighten and raise rates, and rates are going to be skyrocketing. And you know, little did we know that rates would start to kind of fall down a little bit. And I think the latest headline I saw is they're at a 2-week low, which seems consistent to what I see on the rate sheets across the board, and a number of different factors for that. But you know, inflation is the highest it's been in 30 years, and that is usually not a backdrop for lower interest rates. That's usually a backdrop for higher interest rates.
Yeah, is November and December, are those good months to start thinking about refinancing or buying, or are you going to see more people sitting on the sidelines for a while?
You know, we tend to see the people that are purchasing fall off, certainly in November, December timeframe, certainly after Thanksgiving. I think people mentally kind of pack in that time for family time and not you know, put collecting financial documents for a mortgage guy on their priority list, right? So we tend to see a slowdown around that time and then pick up after the first of the year, or as some people would say, you know, after the Super Bowl, people tend to start to get serious with home purchases again.
I want to have you touch base on something that we're seeing in headlines. Foreclosures on the rise now that COVID mortgage bailouts have ended. Talk to us a little bit about what's going on here. How much have foreclosures been climbing?
You know, you'll always see those percentages, right? The headlines are foreclosures up 50%, or, you know, some sort of large percentage, which certainly any time they're increasing is need for concern. But the reality is, you know, they're increasing from a low level. So, you know, for example, if something increased from 1 to 2, that's 100% increase. So it's certainly larger than 1 or 2, but, you know, they are coming from a low level because of the various forbearance programs and assistance programs that have been placed for really almost a year and a half now. So I think the increases really have been expected, and we're really going to get to more of a normalized trend moving forward at this point.
I know there has been some concern by some that we might see a foreclosure crisis. I'm hearing you say that that's probably not what's happening, at least right now.
I don't think so. You know, normally the foreclosure crises have been corresponded with, you know, poor economies and people not having the ability to pay their mortgages or pay rent, and then thus the landlords not paying their mortgages. But, you know, I think the latest jobs data, the JOLTS data that I saw, there's, you know, roughly 10.4 million job openings. So I think we're just in a transition period here for people that, you know, who were not working for various reasons, starting to reenter the workforce. I saw something that there's roughly 4 million people who prior to the pandemic were in the workforce are no longer in the workforce. So we, you know, there's more job openings currently than there are people seeking jobs. So I think once we have the job market normalize, we'll see more people working, more people making income, and those foreclosure numbers stabilize. And I am not seeing any sort of foreclosure crisis in the near term or even midterm.
Ed, even though these forbearance programs that have been helping have expired and they're over, is there still ways for people to get help to stave off foreclosure at this point in the process?
You know, there is. There are various programs. Different cities, different states have various programs. You need to look around because they do vary based on location. I know locally, IDA has a rental assistance program that Governor Pritzker recently announced. So there are absolutely some programs out there. You have to do a little work to find them in some cases, but they're definitely there. And then also your current lender, you know, if you have a mortgage, your current lender doesn't want you to foreclose. No one wins in a foreclosure, and the lender doesn't win in a foreclosure. So, you know, in most cases, they're going to do everything they can to assist you in preventing that foreclosure. So reaching out to your servicer, whoever you pay your mortgage to, as early as possible, not after you've missed your payments, but, you know, before when you see that there could be a problem with you making those payments is key.
Illinois is among states with the most housing markets at elevated risk from pandemic fallout. One of the counties is right here in the Chicago area, Kankakee County, having among the highest underwater mortgage rates for the second quarter of 2021 and looking that way for the third quarter as well. Talk to us a little bit about that part of the story. Are we likely to see more counties added to this list, or is it something unique to those counties?
I think it is unique to those counties. I did see that article as well, and I was anxious to try to get to the data that really supported those notions. A lot of the underwater mortgages, really, it's the combination of the debt people have put on their homes versus the value of those homes. So with so many markets nationally increasing year over year, price increases of 10, 15, 20% or higher in some cases, the idea that we're, you know, seeing stagnant values in some areas of the nation, you know, can be a little surprising, but there are areas where the demand for housing just isn't as great. And Illinois is one of those states where over the last few years we've seen more influx of people out than in the state. So from a simple supply-demand calculation, the fewer people that are bidding up on these homes, the lower those prices will be. So hopefully as the economy stables, as jobs come back, we'll see more people in market in those specific areas to want to purchase those homes. And, of course, as demand increases, so should the prices.
Illinois is among the states that are still trying to help people who are specifically having trouble with rent. I know a lot of these programs have expired, but there's still one in Illinois that's going through November, I believe, that's offering rental assistance to folks. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah, the rental assistance program is a great program because not only does it assist the renters, it also assists the landlords as well. You know, there are some people who have invested in real estate, landlords that with the forbearance programs, people have been in a position to not pay their rent. And so that's put some pressure on landlords on, you know, if they have a mortgage on that property, they certainly have real estate taxes they have to pay on the property to keep up with those payments as well. So the rental assistance program is really great because it allows people to pay for, I think it was up to 15 months of past due payments and also 3 months of future payments. So this can allow the renters to get up to speed on where their payments should be. It'll allow the landlords to recoup those payments that they have not received over the past year and a half, and then also allow the renters to pay ahead 3 months. So if they're perhaps still seeking employment, seeking a job, of course, it takes a little time to get that job, then, of course, a little time to get their first paycheck. That'll help, really, I think, the market as a whole.
Yeah, the program is even available to people who are already in eviction court, so that could be very helpful.
Absolutely.
All right. Ed, how can people get a hold of you and have a one-on-one if they want?
Thanks, Steve. Yeah, certainly feel free to just shoot me an email, ed.curry@associatedbank.com. That's ed.curry@associatedbank.com.
All right, Ed, thank you very much. We'll see you next time.
Thanks, Steve.